The news at 11 o'clock. This is Jamie Owen. There are warnings of gales in Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Seoul. School lunches where food would be shared between friends from very different food backgrounds. The mole had been working very hard all the morning, spring cleaning his little home. The news at 11 o'clock. This is Jamie Owen. The Bangladeshi government says the owner of a building which collapsed last week, killing hundreds of people, has been arrested. One report says he was detained at a border crossing with India. Rescue workers are using pickaxes and shovels to try to pull out 9 survivors who've been found in the wreckage. More than 900 people are thought to be missing. Now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 17:25 on Monday the 8th of April. There are warnings of gales in Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, Shannon and Rockall. The general synopsis at midday, low just west of Seoul 984, expected white 991 by midday. We've got food on the menu in half an hour and a life story of exquisite family meals in the 1930s that mixed British and Indian traditions of school lunches where food would be shared between friends from very different food backgrounds and where watching a mushroom dish devoured by greedy men was one of the images that led Madhur Jaffrey to leave India. The food programme in half an hour. The mole had been working very hard all the morning, spring cleaning his little home, first with brooms, then with dusters, then on ladders and steps and chairs with a brush and pail of whitewash, till he had dust in his throat and eyes and splashes of whitewash all over his black fur and an aching back and weary arms. Spring was moving in the air above and in the earth below and around him, penetrating even his dark and lowly little house with its spirit of divine discontent and longing. The Greek Parliament is due to vote today on a new law which will allow for 15,000 civil servants to be made redundant by the end of next year. It'll be the first time under Greece's constitution that public sector jobs will be lost and is a condition for more international bailout money. The Iraqi government has suspended the licenses of 10 television stations, which it says have been promoting violence and sectarianism. They include Al Jazeera, which has rejected the allegations against it.